Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Welcome back. This is our show by Starlight with
Carly
and Kate. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That song was called Oh Baby by LCD Sound System. This is our first show, me and Carly being back here at Tufts, so we're very, very excited to be back and to have a bit of an earlier time.
It's not quite by starlight yet, but in the winter, the sun will set by 4 and we'll be by the stars, no worries. Right now we're just getting you in the evening mood on your nightly commute home.
For anyone who doesn't know, By Starlight is the name we came up with last year. It's after a Smashing Pumpkins song, because our show was at 4 a.m.
And so we needed something that fit the night.
We wanted to fit the night
time. That's an early morning. But that song is, that album, they do a lot of, like, it's the two CDs, because it's a double album. It's Dawn to Dusk, Twilight to Starlight. So, or Twilight to Starlight, Dawn to Dusk. So that was Dawn.
Yes.
Representative. Anyway, that was Oh Baby by LCD Sound System. I don't know if you already said that.
Yeah, I did. It's okay. I don't know. That's, Carly and I were just doing, like, songs we've been listening to a lot, like, from summer and since being back at school. And that song I've been listening to, like, constantly since 2 days ago, actually. So it's very much currently on repeat for me. I don't know, something about the beat, it just feels like very, like, it feels very cinematic.
I know, it does. It sounds like it could be in a movie.
Yeah, exactly. So I've been trying to, not like I'm in a movie or whatever, but, like, you know,
romanticize your life.
Yeah, in whatever way I can.
It's necessary. It is, for these tough times in the start of the semester.
Yes. The next song is called 80s Fan by Camera Obscura. This is a really great, great album that I recommend to anyone. And with that, I'm just going to get right into it, because I think we've been talking for too long.
Yeah.
So here's 80s
Fan. Here it is.
Sister, she's an 80s fan. That's alright, have I told you so? It's mine. They say your life will be the death of you. Tell me, do you wash your hair in honey juice? I'm long for all of them to fall in love with you.
Thank you.
boxes full, and we are kissing in a fistful of fragments falling down. I throw them up and I watch them hit the ground like snow. Amputated dimension of the physical, melting image without sound. Park Avenue, 838, waving to my best friend like a soldier at the gate of tears. Feels like it's been 10 years. Has it only been 2 years? 2 years feels like forever, but I know you with that look and you call. We come together even without speaking. You sang for me. You sang for me.
Back, everyone. That Hi. Song was
Los Angeles by Big Thief.
And the song before that
was Headlights by Alex G.
Do you want to talk about your choice, Carly?
Yes, I will. I was listening. This is less of a recent choice for me than some of my other ones that are coming up later. I was just listening to this album over and over the summer. I'd say like late summer, so maybe like end of July, early August. And I really liked this song, and I liked Oranges too. That song is one of my favorites. Yeah, I think this is the one that I like to kind of transition to fall. I really wanted to see Alex G live, but then I didn't buy tickets, and also it was on the 10th, and that is, I recently was diagnosed with appendicitis, and that was the night that I went to the emergency room, so I couldn't go. I wouldn't have been able to go anyway, so I'm happy I didn't spend my money, was my point. But anyway, I love that song. I just think his last album had like this really dreamy, kind of sweet feeling that is new, and I really liked from him. That's me.
Well, I also meant to talk to you about this, actually. My friend Duru from home, mm-hmm. she went to see Alex G a couple of years mm-hmm. back, and
was it?
It was not a great experience.
No, yeah, I know.
Like he's not a great performer. So I'm just saying, like, I don't know if you missed out.
I think he's cleaned up his act, if you know what I mean, in recent years. But yeah, I know that. Yeah. I think part of me, it was like morbid curiosity, where you like you know it's gonna be bad necessarily, but then you go and watch. But yeah. I do think he's gotten better live.
Yeah. Yeah, because she was just telling me he, like, didn't really perform any...
The popular
of
stuff.
Of the popular stuff. And even, like, the more obscure stuff, that that at least she liked, he didn't perform. Yeah, he performed like whatever the weird stuff that like.
Yeah, he's falling in like the Bob Dylan tradition. Like they just play what they want. But yeah, he's valid, you know.
But when you're spending lots of money for a ticket, I don't know.
I know, but I mean, you're spending lots of money to see the artist. True. Not you don't pay to pick. That's my thought.
True.
And give us a call. Let us know what you think on that debate. Okay?
Yeah, we're curious. What do you guys think? But yeah, along the same vein of like newer music, the song that played after the Alex G song was Los Angeles by Big Thief. Their album that song's from, Double Infinity, came out like a week or so ago, and it's incredible. If you're a fan of Big Thief and you haven't given, or some of their more popular songs, I know you know Vampire Empire. Okay, so if you're a fan in any capacity, I implore you to go listen to that song again, maybe, and that album, because it's really incredible. And there's something so catchy about it that just caused me to keep listening to it over and over. Coming up next,
we have 16 Blue by The Replacements. I am not like a huge Replacements person. Like, I like them casually, but I just started listening to this song this summer. Again, like a late summer kind of choice, but this one I'm not over. Like, I play this on repeat still. Like, when I moved in to school, which was like, for me, it was middle of August, about like August 19th, I think. So I was listening to it a lot, like on my walks, and I still am, like I said. Yeah, the Replacements just have like their own unique feeling to them. So yeah, we can go right into it.
Yeah. And with that, here is 16 Blue.
Thank you.
You say the hill's too steep to climb.
Hello. Take time to be a dad today. Called 877-4DAD-4411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. That was our PSA for today. I think it's really important.
Yes.
That was
The Girl on My Left by The Innocence Mission.
And before that was
Can't Hardly Wait, outtake acoustic version
and by before The Replacements. That...
And before that was Fearless by Pink Floyd.
Woo! That was our lineup, yeah. I can start because mine was first, and then Kate will let it rip. Yeah, Fearless by Pink Floyd. I listened to that this fall. I had listened to this album, but I really re-listened to this specifically while I was sitting alone, and two foxes ran by. I was like the night I was listening to this song, and it was really cool because I had never seen foxes on campus before. This doesn't sound exciting at all in the least the way I tell it, but it was really special, and I like to listen to this song, and it's I'm liking it.
It's a sign.
Okay? It was a sign about something.
Foxes, it's a sign about something.
Yeah,
it means something.
Exactly.
Can't Hardly Wait. I don't know. I really like the like more raw acoustic like version of that song. I like when you can hear his voice like really like I don't know, kind of like crack
yeah.
a little bit. It feels very emotional to me. And that's one of the things I really liked about that song. I actually heard it in The Bear.
Really? In there? I didn't know that.
Yeah. They have, like, a decent amount of replacement songs.
They have such a good soundtrack.
They have an incredible soundtrack. And I watched that this summer. So I've been listening to that song. And then the most recent song you heard, The Girl on My Left by The Innocence Mission. I listened to this artist a lot beginning of last semester. And I don't know, it feels similar to like the Sundays a little bit or I don't know, something along that, kind of genre. And I've just been listening to it a lot lately and yeah, that's pretty much all I have to say.
Yeah. The next song coming up is, excuse my pronunciation, Hagupit, I don't know, but this artist, this I'm pretty sure of the pronunciation, but you know, correct me, Ichiko Aoba. I like was listening to my fall playlist at the beginning of this year, and discovered one of their songs on it, her songs on it, on my playlist, and it inspired me to listen to this album, and I really loved it. So this was one of the songs I found on the album that I've been listening to over and over. And yeah, it's just incredibly beautiful Japanese folk music. I don't understand a word, but it's just like it's not about that for me really. So we can.
I think like that's one of like the coolest, like that's kind of a cool thing about music that you can listen to it and
just
without
anything.
Understanding
yeah.
it. Like it's like some songs you're meant to listen to the lyrics, and then sometimes
you
it's
don't
just
have
melodic
to. Yeah.
and you can just enjoy the way it sounds without deeply understanding the meaning of it.
Yeah, I agree.
Or you can like. You can feel some sort of like emotion, or you can just like feel something from it without understanding what it means. I think that's what's beautiful about music.
I agree.
Is that you interpret it like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, with that, we'll get into the next song. Okay, take it away, Carly.
Mm-hmm.
If she has been spoken for, if she life can't be that way. To wake me, then break me, my future just passed. Stars in the blue, though you're at a distance, you can at least do this. Sometimes a boy encounters resistance. Help me to win this miss. Here are my arms. May she find illusion there. Look in my heart. There is no confusion there. Now that I'm loving, I'm living at last. My future just
song was
that was My Future Just Passed by Chet Baker. Yeah, I don't know, that's a really beautiful song that I love, because I like listening to some of Chet Baker's like different stuff other than the most famous album. Yeah,
to me, like, I feel like Chet Baker like feels very like Christmas. Maybe that's just like,
I think it's the jazz.
It makes
voice,
you want to, like, yeah, get all cozy.
I know, which is what I like. That's why it's fally for me, like autumnal. Actually, yes, is the word. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. The song before that, Drop by Hope Sandoval and the Warm Inventions, also feels very fall to me. I don't know. It just like, it's such a good song.
I like, love that, like, song. It was Kate's choice, but I love it.
I have listened to it just so many times. It feels very like college fall specifically. This is like the song I pictured like being like, yeah, my soundtrack in college. It's like, but it's not really.
Wait, I'm so off pitch. I was singing, but it was not wrong. Anyway.
But yeah, thank you so much for joining us. This
has been
Kate and
Carly. And you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
We appreciate you tuning in to WMFO. We're so happy to be back, too. Yeah, we're happy to be back. It's our first show back. So, thank you. And tune in every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. From now on.
Yeah, that's where we'll be.
We'll be here. Have a good evening.
Yes.
We're gonna play
one more song,
part of another song, and then pass it off.
Yeah.
This song is
Dear Heart by Henry Mancini. It was in a book I just read. So
okay, here we go.